North Carolina has more nursing schools and programs than most states its size. So when Fayetteville State University suspended its bachelor's degree nursing program in 2009, it was a big deal for the state and the school. Today, the nursing program is open and admitting students. In fact, graduates from the first class have all passed their national board exam. Leonie Dange reports on the nursing program turnaround.
If you tune into commercial radio in and around Fayetteville, you just may hear this ad.
Fayetteville State University. FSU is home to one of the top nursing programs in North Carolina and one of the top business schools in the nation.
The historically black university has a lot to brag about these days, but just a few years ago, Fayetteville State almost lost its nursing program because students' national test scores were the worst in the state.
I think the analogy that I used when I first came was that the back of the Titanic was underwater.
Chancellor James Anderson arrived at Fayetteville State in 2008. The country was in a recession, and at the same time, FSU was struggling to rebuild its financial reputation. Anderson says the school was in trouble, especially the nursing program.
So I had to make a tough decision. I went and talked to the North Carolina Nursing Board and asked for their permission. They wanted to close the program down. I asked them to give us a year.
In 2009, the North Carolina Board of Nursing suspended admissions to the Fayetteville State University pre-licensure nursing program and ordered the curriculum redesigned.
You know, sometimes nursing programs have a trifecta of troubles.
David Kalbacker with the State Nursing Board says those troubles at FSU included not the best facilities, students, or faculty. That's changed now. The latest national test scores, called the NCLEX, show all of Fayetteville State's Bachelor of Science in Nursing students who took the test during the first quarter of 2015 passed.
Yes, they should be proud. They've come a long way in a short time. I believe the first quarter of this year, that's all the data I have currently, shows that 11 students took the exam and 11 passed it, and that's very good.
Four students in the class took the test in December 2014 and also passed. Crystal Tillman is the manager of education and practice at the State Board of Nursing. She visited the FSU nursing program several times as it revamped.
Well, I tell you, when you come out with 100% NCLEX pass rate, you're doing something right. And we certainly hope this trend will continue.
Remember that trifecta of problems Kalbacker was talking about? They're all pretty much fixed. The school has a new building, new students, and new faculty. Judith Mann is assistant chair of nursing at Fayetteville State and part of the team who built the new program. It may have seemed magical the way the department came together, but Mann says it was hard work.
Faculty realize, and we have said this over and over again, we could not fail. We could not fail. FSU could not fail at this attempt. We owed it to the community. We owed it to the university, and this might have been the last shot at it.
And Jennifer Devlin is glad they did. She's one of the students who passed the nursing exam this year.
It's kind of great being able to say that, you know, from Fayetteville State University, you know, because at first, when at the beginning of the program, it was, oh, you're going to Fayetteville. Now it's, oh, really, you're going to Fayetteville? Oh, did you know? Of course I know. I graduated from there. Yes, I do know.
Still, FSU's nursing program is tiny compared to the largest in the state at East Carolina University. ECU had 118 students take the National Nursing Board exam earlier this year, about 10 times as many as Fayetteville State. But FSU administrators say they're prepared to grow and prove they're here to stay. The next round of national test scores should be out soon. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.